A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 9th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the clampdown on demonstrators by police.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 AM and also on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about police crackdown on voices of dissent.
They were running vehicles in Harare today as police and relatives of cancer patients and relatives of activist Itai Dzamara, who was abducted 14 months ago, had some kind of issues with what they wanted to stage at Africa Unity Square. Relatives of cancer patients and health activists staged a public protest over dysfunctional radiotherapy machines at Iparanyatwa group of hospitals.
Though the constitution gives Zimbabweans the right to demonstrate after notifying the police, this has not been so with police violently crushing any demonstrations in the capital Harare and in some cities. Political analysts say the police are cracking down on members of the public, fearing that demonstrations might actually spiral out of control. This because the country's economic crisis is worsening.
What do you think about these issues? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, that's going to be on void. I think kwaitwa muharare nasi ne vamwe vanga vachinyunyuta kuti michina inopisa vaya vanenge vaine zvirwere zvegomarara kana kuti ma cancer patients haisi kunyatso shanda zvakanaka, vachikurudzira hurumende kuti mishina ingaigadziriswe vadziviswa ivavo kuratidzira nemapurisa. Uye kune dzimwewo hama dzavaItai Dzamara mutori wenhau uye vachirwira kodzero dzevanhu vakapambwa mwedzi gumi nemina yapfuura kana kuti 14 months ago, vasiri kuzivikanwa kuti varipi, vanga vachida kuti vange vachidemonstratawo zvakare, asi izvi hazvina kumira sekudaro. Gibbs.
Yebambe zuru andaba lamhlanje siyahlangana ku Studio 7 Live Talk lamhlanje ke ngomvulo lapho sikhuluma khona ke ngokwenzakele khona ngale eHarare. Sizwile ke ukuthi kulabantu kade begijimisana lamapolisa, abanye babo yilabo kade becabanga uItai Dzamara yena owathunjwa sokule 14 months wathunjwa lundoda. Siyakwazi ke uItai Dzamara wayengwe Africa Occupy Africa Unity Square. Wayeqale ekhuluma ukuthi uMongameli Robert Mugabe kumele ajike isikhundla ngoba sehlulekile ukuthi abuse ilizwe. Kuzobuya-ke abanye-ke akade betshengisela, yilabo-ke ade bekhonona ngokuthi eHarare Paranatal Hospital kungazani imitshina yecancer khona ngale file. So-ke babona ngazani uhulumende kafuna ukuthi alungise khonokhu. Kungabe kuyukuswelakala kwemali kumbe uvele inhliziyo kahulumende kakho khonapho. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani-ke ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu nasinombolo 001-202-619-2077.
Mm-hmm. I think we have our first two guests. Gibbs, first we have Mr. Israel Moyo of the Catholic University. Mr. Moyo, good evening. Mr. Moyo?
Good evening. How are you, gentlemen?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us. We
Hello.
Also... Mm-hmm. We also have Zimbabwe Activist Alliance member, Lynette Mudewe. Miss Mudewe, good evening.
Good evening, Zimbabwe within and without the borders. Vanave Zimbabwe, Varu Garamu Zimbabwe. Neao Vaka Garamu Zimunika. Siripasirose Vajitizanika Zimbabwe. Masquera Fe.
I want to know him by very nice show. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Let's start with you, Ms. Mudewe. We are told that today they were running peckles between some of your organizations and the police. What was going on?
Say Zimbabwe Activists Alliance, ne Zimbabwe Women Politics Alliance, Zuipa, Yatino Shanda Nayo, Tati, ne Chirongwa Cheguti Titi. Urumende Zimbabwe ngaita risise iise mari kuita kuti mishina inofanira kunge ichichengetedza ichibatsira avo vari kurwara negomarara rekenza vakwanisike kuwana vachiwana kurapwa zvakanaka. For the past 10 days mishina iyi haisi kushanda, yakafa paparinyatswa hospital. Inove iyo munyika yose yeZimbabwe ndiwo mishina inoshanda kuti vanhu ava vakwanise kunge vachirarama. So 10 days, I don't know kuti how many lives have been lost, but I can tell you vanhu vakawanda vafa nenhau yekuti mishina haisi kushanda.
Tinotenda Mzvare Mudewe, rambai yenyu muri parunare. Let's attend to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, why is it that when it comes to demonstrations, the government is not comfortable?
Government has not been comfortable with any demonstration because not demonstrations won't get directed at the government in a bad light. So any government don't be comfortable with that. But demonstrations now, yes, I think they are being conducted within our provisions, a constitution. But always the women in my good corner, most of them are politically motivated. In other words, they seem to be supporting the political and political system which is opposing the government. And as such, the government, I saw the accepted corner. The sessions, you say, Avant Razana, Lama institutions, to arrive at a political solution. So that's why the government is not comfortable with that.
Thank you so much. And Ms. Mudewe, this time, maybe just briefly in English, let's talk about the constitution here. The constitution says you must notify the police. Did you notify them about your demonstration?
It's wrong to say we must notify the police. Mm-hmm. Section 59 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe is very clear to say every Zimbabwean has got a right to demonstrate to the government or to any arms of the government, as long as that is done in a peaceful manner. Mm-hmm. As far as Zimbabwe Activists Alliance is concerned, we have been doing that for years and months long. And when we notify the police, what they do is they beat us up. Mm-hmm. So this time around, we have decided that to say, this is a right, and a right does not seek permission. So as much as we want to notify the police, we have said, we are no longer going to notify the police. We notify as in, it's in the public domain. What we are doing is very peaceful, and we are saying we are going to be going ahead. Because what's the point in us exposing our bodies to be beaten by the person? We have had enough of that. We have tried to say we notify you for the police to give us assistance in terms of trying to control the public. They don't come and control the public. They come at a certain point, they want to beat us up. So, no, this time we did not do that. But then we are still operating within the confines of the law according to Section 59 of the Constitution. We have got a right to demonstrate, and that is exactly what we have done.
Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the right to demonstrate, because we have seen that in the past weeks, months, even years, the government has been clamping down on any demonstrators or would be demonstrators, though the country's constitution is very clear that people can demonstrate as long as they simply notify the police. And many High Court judges have also ruled in favor of demonstrators, but sadly, for is yet unclear reasons, members of the Zimbabwe Republic Police have been giving excuses as to why they cannot allow people to demonstrate. Give us your thoughts, Gibbs.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke lapha mbona sana nguchuma kumbe nguchumani sabona ngike ngizubizo lakho kuhle mnumzana kunjani. Hello, Chumani kumbe
Chumani kumbe
Chuma
Chuma.
Ye kwenye nga zani usagishwala, inga usachaya ke, isapa lapho mnumzane. Ye, sizathi sikhulumela ke mbayimbayi Chumani nga usizo khonapho. Let's go back to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, briefly in English, you know, you were saying that in Ndebele that, you know, the government wouldn't allow anybody to actually make some kind of public protest on anything. But what should people do really if they are pressed to actually, you know, express themselves in public?
I think the organization of demonstrations must be well coordinated for that to have a serious impact on the government. We have seen a lot of spontaneous demonstrations that are poorly organized and do not have a clear objective, and that will not work in our situation. I think what we are lacking clearly is a leader who can organize people into going for a full-scale demonstration, not only to address one issue. Like you just said, the issue about these machines, I can't remember what you called. That's a demonstration that's aiming at solving one aspect of a full range of concerns that are not being properly addressed. And these demonstrations end up taking a political dimension. So if we are trying to change a political system, which we believe is what is bringing about these undesirable outcomes in our society, why not just organize one demonstration? And if we want to change the government, let it be clear that the aim of the demonstration is not to elect the government on one aspect, but the entire system must change. And the entire system can only change if we are changing the whole the regime. So let that be clear. And then whatever sector, whatever part of the society is, you know that it is a wholesome revolution that we are looking at. And then we can commit more people, can commit more resources, but it must be led, the process must be led by people who are very clear in terms of leading the revolution. Otherwise, this spontaneous small demonstration, the government would be able to deal with them easily. Government has got so much resources at that disposal. And remember, up to this time, the police respond to the call of government to say, crush this demonstration. And if they are not seen acting to the duties of the government, then they might as well be fired or they will be dealt with severely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ke sizwe ke umnumzana uPaterson Nyoni lapho secingweni baba Nyoni ungawutshona njani? Ye Nyoni uyangizwa baba? Ngicela ukhiphe ifoni yakho ku speaker phone isondeze endlebeni. Ye ufake iradio futhi ibe phansi. Ye ungathini ke ngodaba lolu Nyoni? So loba lubu ye kubeka baba
wala ngikuthi ukuthi ngibona ukuthi
ngiyasole ye uchoni kona
la uyathulela baba bese apa sokuyengozwa la akwazi ukuthi hayi bona ngikuthulela mina ukuthi akwazi ukufuna solution bani kuzima lo.
Kodwa nxa abantu bebotshwa ke mnumzana Nyoni akutsho ukuthi ke babe beyenza icala khonapho ayisikho khonapho hayi siyakuzwa ye siyakuzwa pho wena ubona ngani kumele kwenzweni khonapho nxa kule nto ezintsha ezibapho
lapha mina ngombona lo yizo sikumele ukukhulu angenela sikusenda ngoba thina sodwa bonke ngakwanisa lo
so unkulunkulu kuphela singatshona sikhuleka nje kuphela he
hawu ukhuleka kuphela ngoba lapha kunokunzima
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana ye qhubeka uqede kona hayi kuzwakele baba otherwise siyabonga kakhulu baba
hayi nami sisonke ehlelweni
ye sibona kakhulu ye so that was Mr. Patterson Nyoni who was saying that you know the government is not doing the right things why beat up people why intimidate people and you know people have a right to do whatever they want
regai tiende kune vamwe vari kuti madzibaba makadii madzibaba
ndiripo makadiwa
ndi madzibaba ana
ronzi madzibaba Cretacea
Cretacea
ehe
okay madzibaba Cretacea tipewo pfungwa dzenyu
inini pfungwa dzangu ndedzekuti isusu Zimbabweans we are a peace loving nation let's stop all this process because we know kuti ZANU-PF yagara ndounhu hwayo kuti isunge vanhu vanoprotesta saka why waste our time tichimboprotesta let's wait for the right moment when the right moment come ichangobva mupower ZANU-PF will not live forever kana Smith akatobvukwasa kubva mupower aiambodzi never in 1,000 years kweiyo inotadza nekubva mupower
asika madzibaba Cretacea ikodzero yevanhu iri mubumbiro remutemo kuti vana vezimbabwe kana vachinyunyuta nezvimwe zvinhu vane kodzero yekuti vange vachiratidzira idzi ikodzero dzakarwirwa nevarwi verusununguko kuti vanhu vange vakasununguka munyika yavo
but state on the ground iripo mhesanyatoziva kuti people kodzero dzedu hatina dzakarwirwa but hatina muzimbabwe ndochokwadi chiripo saka tinogona kuda kuramba tichizvimanikidza ka but zvinhu zvatinyatoziva ndezvekuti ukada kuzviita ka uchangopedzisira wasungwa
but kodzero dzinouya here makagara nhai madzibaba Cretacea apa vanga vachiratidzira nhasi vari kuti ivo mishina haisi kushanda yekurapa vanhu vane cancer kuparirenyatwa saka vomirira 2018 vanhu vachifa havo
munoziva zvazviri ndezvekuti vanhu vagara vachitofa and these people cannot say they are dying in vain nekufa kwavari kuita of course tikurwadziwa mishina hakuna but chokwadi chekuti government yatina right naeka it cannot do anything we might protest andika but it won't solve anything otherwise let's make plans zvekuti pazvenezvo hati zvatina zvacho what can we do to help kuti mishina inge itoripo otherwise other than from protesting because protesting to a government yatagara tichiziva kuti it's already dead won't help
orit regai timbonzi muzvare mudehwe vambokupindurewo muzvare mudehwe muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa namadzibaba Cretacea munoti kudii
ndinoti nyika yezimbabwe inyika yedu sevana vezimbabwe saka ngatisatarisirei kuno mumwe munhu zvisinei nekuti ane chigaro chekuti ndiye ani iwe neni tine basa rekutsigadza nyika yezimbabwe everyone is got a role tese tine chijana chekugadzisa nyika ino saka ngatisatarisirei vane zvinzvimbo wedza kupolitical party wedza kugovernment asi kuti iwo uri kuitei ini ndiri kuitei kuitira kuti nyika ino yezimbabwe ive zvaino zvatinoda kuti ive iri so its a responsibility ijana rako ijana rangu
manzwa here apo madzibaba
ivapo ndiri kupanzwa but I'll still argue panyaya yekuti kana vanhu tatiles process handika you know every civil war started from a protest from a protest vanhu votaibva kunzwisisana vopiwa ego ahead yekuti protest yehenyu handika then kunoita mamwe vanozoita rebellion that's how a civil war matengeredza isusu don't want a civil war right now we want a way forward to build Zimbabwe saka protest handika someone ari efelia kudhara ka vanoziva kuti akatokundikana haana kana action anoita you are wasting your time you have to use our minds reading kuti ZANU-PF is a failure already even if you protest they are not going to do anything chekuti chinogadzira Zimbabwe ndochokwadi chiripo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru madzibaba
tinotenda nemiwo
I think you heard Mazibaba is an interesting perspective. He says demonstrating against the ZANU-PF is an exercise in futility. You are simply wasting your time because he's not going to respond. And he's also saying that if people are allowed to demonstrate, it might actually lead to civil strife or a civil war, which he says is not welcome at this moment in time. So his solution is to let ZANU-PF destroy itself. When that is going to happen, nobody knows, but that's his view, and we respect it.
Ms. Mdewe, I think you've got something to say. Just a few seconds. Respond to...
For the past 10 days, in Indinongo, I've got one question. Wandinoda kupa vana veZimbabwe kuti dai uriwe wakarara pamubhedha uchida kufa nekenza chicha waiti dai vana veZimbabwe dai vana vangu vandiitira chii chaive chekuti itai kuti chichemo changu chekuti ndingorapwewo nyangwe zviri zve one day nyangwe zviri zve 30 minutes asi another single time yaindibetsera saka ndinoti kwavari ZANU-PF ipati asi tine hurumende hurumende yedu basa rayo ndere kuti ichengetedze hutano neupenyu hwevana hweZimbabwe hazvidi manumbers kuti muda a demonstration yakafanana neiri kutaurwa nevanhu veZANU-PF yekuti tichaita a 1 million men march yemayouth vachimacha kuti isusu tiri kuti munhu wani ngaasumuke ataure chakuti hurumende 2 cents yamawana isai kuhealth chengetedzai vanhu chengetedzai upenyu saka hongu mademonstrations vanhu vanonyanya kufunga kuti emphasis iri pakuti manumbers kuti vanhu vakawana ngavabude vataure chino but isu tinoti aiwaka haizi nyaya yevanhu vakawanda but it's about the message yekuti vanhu vari kurwara negomarara rekenza mishina ngaishande vanhu ngavarapwe even if it means for one more day those people matter nekuti pasina vanhu hapana Zimbabwe Zimbabwe vanhu.
Thank you very much. Siyesiye kumnumzana Mpofu kona ngaleke e South Africa. Baba Mpofu unjani?
Ngona dubu unjani?
Hayi mpili kakhulu yehlise radio kancane.
Uyaphila dubu?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu Mpofini, one right.
Ngi-right kancane. Angikho right, ngiyafona lapho abantu bethu bazomfonela bethu bengafoni. Ngiyafona ifoni yami ingabanjwa.
Hayi, I think problem yangkhona imtshina yethu. Iyabe ingakubambi kuhle. Yekuthi emoyeni lapho kwabe kukhudana uyabona Mpofu. Yeah, ngijayakhona qho unabona ngani kunjalo vele kunjalo baba qhubeka khonaphoke
lam ngezwa ngikuthi ilizwe lakithi alifuni uyabona umuntu ma engafuni ukubuka ukuthi abantu babone ukuthi ungcolile vele ma abantu bathi baletha amanzi ukuthi ageze uyalwa so ngichaza ukuthi ilizwe lakithi ubona liyenza so lingafuni ukuthi abantu batoyitoye ngisaba ukuthi amanye amazwe azabona ukuthi kanti eZimbabwe kuvele kunje kanti ugovernment waseZimbabwe uhluleka kangaka manje iplan yabo ukuthi bavale abantu ukuthi bangatontoyi uhlazo labo lungabonakali
kodwa phela kuyagcina ngani kolokho
no vele kuzophela isokuphele umhlaba wezano yabona umhlaba wezano ungaphela yiko mhlambi iZimbabwe izoba right lo mama ngiyamuzwa umama okhuluma asiyeke wena mfowethu sivuke siyosebenzela abantwana bethu sisebenzele ukuthi sibe lemizwe engcono ngaphandle siphinde sisebenze ukuthi sithengele ugovernment ama imithina yokuthi police abantu ama pipe ukuthi siyenza amanzi ukuthi kube la manje ekhaya sidonsele ugovernment ukugets ayikho lento ikhulunywa ngolo mama
so
ugovernment ukanti ugovernment simthethelene ukuthi asisize ilisi impilo zethu ziphucuke zibe ngcono so ngabantu sebetoyitoya ngento yabo abafanele ukuthi batoyito ukuthi government sukuma uyenze lokhu 1 2 3 ugovernment sebathayeti kafuna ukuthi abantu ba demonstrate uyayibona le nto
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Mpofini so ke ubelela ngelihlu chayile sibili chayile esikonkosini eh
Eh awu kempo ethu. Ngiyabonga kodwa kodwa mina into bengicela ukuthi okunyo umama lo okhuluma ngesona ngesikhathi angizwa konke. Umama lo limcela ukuthi ake belungise izinto zibe right. Hayi ukuthi ebekhuluma ukuthi ko ngutina. Thina sabathetha sabafaka esihlalweni. Ukuthi sebephakathi kwesihlalo bayenzani wo right thina ngase sizosukuma futhi sithi sinedisa u government.
Yebo.
U government izalo iphathe iphethe futhi iphethe lo government. Uyayibona le?
Mhm.
Ake nilimcele madoda lapho ukuthi angakhulumi kanjalo vele.
Ye, kodwa ngokukhuluma kwakhe sibili besithi into enkulu ukuthi abantu kumele bajengisele esidaladini, nxa bejengisela khona ngale, baya bejengisela ukuthi abafuni indlela uhulumende ayenza ngazo izinto. Ngesishona sami esincane esibambileyo khonapho. Ngatsho ukuthi abantu kumele bencedise kangako.
No mina ngimuzwe sithi thina siyenzani kumele sincedise ugovernment yithi noma uhlezi lapho khona njeka kulala njalo ethi lathi singogovernment kumele sisize asiyenge sisize ugovernment siyamvotela siphinde futhi simsize seyibona imali yomhlaba estate bayisaphi.
Oh okay, hayi sengikuzwile empofu, yengikuzwile
kakhulu. All right, Dube.
Awubona ke empofu, thank you very much, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Uphenduke siza kuzama futhi la kusasa sibuzame sibili kwezethu sixoxe.
No mina ngihlala ngikulalele msuzo yithi kumbe lawo nje ukuzithi labo mpofu eSouth Africa ngizozithulela
nje. Hayi manje usho ukuthi liphutha la mpofu kuzalungiswa khona.
Okay, ngiyabonga.
Yeah, ngiyabonga. So according to Mr. Mpofu, you know, the government is stopping all these kind of demonstrations because it fears that other countries may discover or find out that there's a lot that is happening in Zimbabwe, and because now they have to hide it, you know, from public eyes. So that's why they end up doing what they're doing towards the people.
Tine mumwe mutereri vasiya tishava makadi.
Siyafa shava.
Siyafa. Okay, makadi
hei. Siyafa. Tosimba. Tinotenda nokupinda muchirongwa.
Aiwa chirongwa ndechenyu. Taura izvenyu tinzi.
Ndanzwa nyaya yekuti mapurisa arambidza vachiratidzira. Nezve kenza. Kana kuti gomarara. Aindoona kuti ipapo hurumende iri kushandisa mapurisa zvisirizvo. Dai zvaibvira. Constitution iyoyo zvayakabudirira ko vanodi kutevedzera. Picha vanotya. Ndanzwa kune vanotaura varipo vachiti hakuna vamwe vanozojoinira vanenge vachiita zvokubvisa hurumende. Ndanchida kuti ivavo vasafunga kuti tose tinenge tichidawo zvokubvisa hurumende. Asi kuti tenge tichidawo kuti zvinhu zvinake seizvozvi zvataurwa kuti vanhu vari kutofa michini yafa kwenguva diki diki asi vanhu vafa vakawanda. Tinofanira kucherechedzwa izvozvo kwete kuti vanhu vagara vachingofa.
Koka vari kuti ivo kuratidzira panguva inoyi hapana zvazvinobatsira.
Zvinobatsira zvindokuti vanzwe sezvo gavhumendi yacho ichiti titakatarudza kuti ivepo. Saka kana vakatenda kuti mutemo ushande vanofanira kuti vanhu varatidzire zvinhu zvisiri kuvagutsa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vashava nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinokufonerai
chirongwa ndechenyu. Mr. Moyo and Miss Mudewe, please do stay on the line. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.